From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mainstream news is even reporting what we told you years ago. Massive drone operations are being launched all over the United States. Police departments are spying on everything you're doing without warrants beyond the NSA. We're going to get into that out of LA Weekly. We've got just all sorts of insanely important news that is coming up. Guys, it's all my fault. I'm having trouble finding my stack of, it was like an AP article and a couple others admitting drone operations, watching the American people. I had that in my stack. I wanted to show that in the next segment. You guys, I'll try to find it during the break, but if not, just reprint it for me. The reason, yeah, it's Sacramento Bee, too. Yeah, print me that. Not from InfoWars. Print me the actual Sacramento Bee there, guys. Now, continuing, folks, the reason I went into that rant is they get up there on the news 2 years ago, and I hate to keep bringing up Drudge Report, it's what happened. Kurt Nemo wrote an article about all these articles about how they were using drones to spy on farmers and arrest poachers and people they thought were rustling cattle in North Dakota and places. So he wrote an article about it, and DrudgeReport.com picked it up. And then they had literally in the Associated Press and a bunch of other newspapers, not just AP Wire, they said, it's not true, there's no drones, no one's watching you. But our article had all these links to local newspapers and the FAA and the FBI and Border Patrol and the Defense Department and Wired Magazine. I mean, we weren't even breaking this. It was just an article, a boiled-down article. That's why they don't like our articles. Because if Wired or somebody does an article, they just report on one thing. We at InfoWars.com, at least most of the time, that's what I try to do, is we try to show you that what's happening now, but then connect it to how we see what's going on. Like, hey, see all this backstory? What do you think of that? There's a bunch of this going on. Connect the dots. And they came out and they said, hey, there are no drones, and this Kurt Nemo story, yeah, it was 2012, about 2 years ago, does not exist. And, I mean, I had stacks of mainstream news admitting it was going on in government documents, and so that's why I get upset and start yelling and screaming, is because these people are a hoax and a fraud. They didn't want opposition forming to it before they PR'd it and rolled it out so that you would accept it. Just like the NSA spying I told you about 16, 17 years ago. Just like the torture camps I told you about 5 years before it was in the news. Just like everything we told you about beforehand. It's all in congressional hearings, government documents. It's all, I'd hardly break anything. It's already in the record. We just go tell you about it. You know, it's like I remember a couple years ago, police departments got grants for light bulbs that get data down the power line and spy on everybody. And can even create an optic eye effect and watch you. That's how high-tech stuff is now. They have like one little chip in the light bulb. They also have data light bulbs. And they made national news stories saying I was a liar. But it's back in the news now saying, isn't it great the light bulbs are going to communicate with everything in your house? This is what's frustrating is, it's like the guy in the pizza place 11, 12 years ago. I remember because my wife was first pregnant 12 years ago. And the guy walks in the pizza place and shoves me in the back. Conan's Pizza. And I turned around and I went, hey, what's, you got a problem, man? He said, hey, I used to listen to your show, but I got a UT degree in biology. They don't have goats that are part spiders. I don't appreciate you lying. I went, when did you get a degree? Well, 1976, University of Texas. I went, man, just search engine spider goats. It's like CBS News, AP, you name it. And I said, he started getting in my face. I said, listen, man, get out of my face. And I said some other stuff, but I'm not going to act tough because the guy was kind of bowing up. Guess he had a problem. But, you know, it sounded Buck Rogers. He wanted to confront me. Now everybody knows about spider goats now. Imagine the raw story run by the Democratic Party, who's threatened me repeatedly when we post a blurb with their stories, you name it. Raw story comes out and says I'm internet only, which I'd be more proud of the fact if I would have started pure internet and dominated the way Matt Drudge did. I started AM and FM on my own off access, but still, I didn't start purely internet and dominate from internet only. In fact, there's really no one out there that's done that news-wise except from the beginning. There's been some more modern examples, but Drudge was the first. The point is, I am successful uphill in AM and FM radio, and to lie to their audience like that, when they have a long history with us, shows how they prey on you. They're predators.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one of the central bankers in charge? But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. Now, 7 minutes into the second hour of the Sunday worldwide transmission, I want to open the phones up on the subject of Ukraine today for military veterans and active duty. What is your view? I know active duty overwhelmingly were against aiding al-Qaeda openly or even covertly to attack Syria because these were groups that U.S. military had fought. And some of these al-Qaeda people in the BBC and others brag that they'd killed Americans and would continue to kill Americans, but thank you for the weapons. Very arrogant scum. And our government didn't really control them. They were just arming them and turning them loose. I'm not saying there aren't radical Muslim extremists. That's a fact. The point is they're just arming them and like turning them loose like a group of piranhas or a hornet's nest you've beaten with a baseball bat to go infest some country that's done nothing like Syria and then to kill everybody. And then to use the threat of the hornets flying around to take liberties domestically. I want to hear from military about Ukraine. Where do you stand on this? Because it's a very complex issue. And I don't, again, sit there and romanticize. It's the only word to describe it, what's going on with Putin and the Russians. But they're being pushed by NATO, in my view, and that is a fact. They're being pushed by Soros and the State Department and John Kerry. And there's a destabilization program, and they're trying to do it inside Russia. And I don't think poking a grizzly bear is a good idea, especially when we have a giant 800-pound maggot, a maggot whale, defecating all over us like George Soros with all of his political detritus, gun control, you know, destroy the family, push marijuana. I'm for decriminalization, but not marijuana culture bombed out of your brain, drug culture. Just because I don't want to fill the prisons with nonviolent offenders doesn't mean I endorse the monstrosity that is Denver now and this culture of not working and staying so stoned out of your melon that you don't even know how to tie your shoelaces. Again, all of this in moderation, ladies and gentlemen. So I want military personnel's take on that. Police, your take on it. But most importantly, because we got 20 phone lines on Sunday. We run our own system on Sunday, not weekdays, because I still do it through Genesis, and it's good backup, and they're up in Minnesota, and they're good guys. Well, they only have 6 phone lines. We have 20 phone lines. We actually have 100. We dial it down to 20. And when we open it up for a few minutes and then we turn it back off, that's the calls that come in. I've been on national shows. We're getting 10 calls they're excited about. We could take 100 phone calls in 5 minutes. We would come in more than 100. Maybe a minute. But the point is, please, folks, don't call if you're not military active duty or recently got out or served in Eastern Europe and have a real view on this. I'll try to go to you quickly in the next segment. Or if you've been in politics over in Eastern Europe, you're a Ukrainian or Russian, give us your view. I don't care if you disagree with me. I really want to hear what you have to say. I want to figure this out. I don't just go with one view and stick with it. I do my homework. And this is a fluid situation. But also, if you live in Ukraine, you got to call your country code in our 1-800 and use your digital phone or your audio, whatever it is, computer system. The toll-free number to join us here is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. And international, we have an international line, is 512-646-1776. Well, that's a politically incorrect FCC banned number, but being sarcastic. Well, they do want to put them in newsrooms now, so I guess it isn't a joke. 512-646, careful what you joke about, huh? May become true. Careful what you wish for. I don't wish for it. 512-646-1776. You dial your country access code, 512-646-1776. Military, active duty, or recently out, or you're there 20 years ago in Ukraine. I want your take on it, 877-789-ALEX. Please, folks, we need this intel and to have this college of discussion. Don't call if it's not on that subject, because we don't really screen your calls. I want to discuss how you're really Jeff Bridges and how I'm schizophrenic. No, we're not going to have you on right now. This is time for grown-ups, ladies and gentlemen. I had somebody on the street like 2 weeks ago. Hey, Jeff. Come on, Alex. You know you're really Jeff Bridges. I turned around, the person really thought I was Jeff Bridges. I didn't know that was a whole other internet conspiracy. I'm Bill Hicks and Jeff Bridges. Folks, you didn't know that I'm actually really the guy that does House of Cards, or what's that show called? House of Cards. I'm really Kevin Spacey, ladies and gentlemen. I look more like Kevin Spacey, who I'm a fan of, and I can't remember his name, than I am of Bill Hicks or Jeff Bridges. So I want to start that conspiracy. That's pretty cool. I'm actually Kevin Spacey. They're going to pick up on that and believe it. See, that's the problem. The mainstream media has lost all credibility. And so now there's a vacuum, and the public doesn't believe anything. They don't even believe me 3 days before the mainstream news reported it, that the Russians started moving into eastern Ukraine, even though it was confirmed, and they passed it in the Duma 2 days ago. That's the government in Russia. They don't even believe Russia exists. 1 in 4 Americans doesn't even know the planet orbits the sun. We can go out and get 9 out of 10 Austinites at UT with degrees. Going, I'm a chemist. Should we ban hydrogen monoxide for Obama? Or Obama, anything, Obama. And we actually have that video where they call the ban dihydrogen monoxide. They call the ban water. Mark Dice has done it out in L.A. Penn and Teller did it before. They said, for the Earth, we're going to ban dihydrogen monoxide and sodium chloride. That's salt. Dihydrogen monoxide is water. So I want to hear from military, Russian, U.S., Ukrainian, NATO. This is your chance. International line, 512-646-1776. That is to tyrants. That's profanity on air. 1776. I have like Tourette syndrome. It's liberty, freedom, private property, family, Second Amendment, self-defense. John Wayne. Man, the profanity is coming out. Men are men. Women are women. Fast cars. High horsepower. I heard Ferrari's coming out with a hybrid vehicle. That is blasphemy. I think that new BMW that looks so awesome. But then I heard it's hybrid. I mean, I won't even look at it now. It's like it doesn't even work. I mean, these electric cars come from coal power that you guys say is so evil. And then it's an electric car with gasoline. Kind of freaks me out when a car, you go to a red light, it stops idling. That's kind of satanic, folks. That's like throwing crucifix in you know what, like in that federally funded artwork or something. I mean, you want to get into blasphemy, folks? All right, seriously. I'm going to get serious here. We're going to take your phone calls. And then coming up, record cold hitting the entire United States. The answer is pay Al Gore more money. Because he said we'd be in record heat and total ice caps melted. That's not true, but so what? They control reality. White House connected, George Soros connected groups have come out. Media Matters and also Raw Story and said we have no AM&F affiliates. We're internet only. That's why they're talking about us. And it doesn't matter if that's not true on record. They control reality. So if they said the earth's made of cheese, or if George Soros actually fought the Nazis as a young man, did you know that? He wasn't a collaborator on record, he admits, on 60 Minutes. He actually killed Hitler. George Soros, as a 15-year-old, went into the bunker and killed Hitler. Raw Story said so. And he also saved Christ. Christ was never killed. He pulled Christ down off the cross. They grew wings, flew to heaven together on fiery chariots. Raw Story said so. And Raw Story, by the way, you know, they actually prove the Easter Bunny's real and Santa Claus. So, I mean, that's what I mean. The condescension, the preying on their authoritarian, fake, left-wing Ku Klux Klan audience is the real issue. We're going to come back with your phone calls.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I think only the government should have firearms. Then they'll treat us nice. It sure works in Germany and Russia and now China. Obama.
If you are receiving this transmission, Obama, you are Obama, the resistance.
Obama.
From the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
No, Obama, shut it down. Fairness doctrine. Put the FCC in the newsroom. Obama.
All right, get them out of here. We had some fair use time there with the globalist supporters on air before we went to the full transmission there. I apologize for them crashing into the broadcast. All right, let's get serious. Let's go to your phone calls right now in this segment and the next. In the final segment, we have a special report filed, Lifestyles of the Drunk and Brainless, dealing with the general public, not knowing about the Bill of Rights or Constitution, shot right here in Austin, Texas, by the ever intelligent and informative Leanne McAdoo and John Bowne. And TV viewers will be tortured by having a look at Leanne McAdoo if you watch this on PrisonPlanet.tv, and John Bowne as well. Very handsome as well. So that is all coming up in the final segment with a bunch of news on the NSA, on the Oscars, on fake news, glamorizing not just Obama, but Rahm Emanuel now with Jimmy Fallon, and all the fake news. Media admitting, even mainstream media admitting it's all fake. But let's go to your phone calls. We got Bubba, Paul, Jeremy, John, Pam, James, you name it. Got a lot of callers calling about other stuff. We're talking about the Ukraine that could be the trigger for World War III. What is your view? Former, current military, police, folks in Europe. I can usually give the number out in Australia or in Egypt and get some calls on an issue. I don't see anybody from Ukraine. I got Canada, Illinois, which is kind of like the Soviet Union. I guess it's from kind of like 1982 from the Soviet Union. Illinois is a great state, but it's kind of run by the Soviet Union. From another dimension, we got Virginia, Texas, Arkansas, Texas. Again, we got an international line, folks, or you can call the regular number, 877-789-2539. I want to hear from Ukraine or Russia, you name it, anybody over there in Eastern Europe or into the Caucasus or into the whole Rus area, 877-789-ALEX. Right now, let's go to Bubba in Virginia. He served 10 years in Germany, and we got active military. Paul in Texas wants to comment on Ukraine. What's your take on this, Bubba?
Yeah, let's see. I was over in Germany for quite some time, starting back around 2000s, 2001s. They actually started having different meetings for how we're going to put bases over in different parts of what used to be former Eastern Europe, or former Eastern Soviet Union there.
Which is provocative.
Like, exactly. So we're putting places. We got ASGs actually looking at putting area support groups equivalent to over in Poland. I know some guys have gone over there and some stuff. Kosovo, Yugoslavia, places like that. So, yeah, we're basically, you know, we're fringing right on the borders.
Encircling Russia, yes. That's the public plan, exactly. Is to bring Russia down by the White House, yes.
Exactly. And then the whole thing going on with Ukraine, just from things I've seen and read in history books and everything, to me, this seems somewhat similar to when Kermit Roosevelt was over in Iran. You know, they got provocateurs in there. They go in there with a bunch of money, you know. But basically, you use Bechtel and other corporations like that, and George Soros corporations. They go in there, and they pay a bunch of hooligans to start riots and carry on. And they don't want to join the EU, I can guarantee you that. Because I can tell you, when I went to places like Czechoslovakia and stuff, they would rather take my dollars. Well, they take crown over euros. They do not want euros. They don't want anything to do with euros because, you know, it's bad news. It's going to crash. And, you know, it's going to bring down their economy. So those people in the Ukraine that are wanting to deal with the EU and become part of the EU, I'm telling you, they better look out because they're tying their own hangman's noose.
Well, very sophisticated points you make that the majority of Ukrainians, they voted it down in elections, do not want to join the EU and be saddled with debt and enslaved. I mean, that's like wanting to join with leukemia or wanting to join with syphilis. I mean, it's not a good deal. And so they just activate a bunch of thugs to blow stuff up. The government stands down. They take over. That gives the Russians a vacuum to come in. The word is they stood down to the Western powers by some of our sources. The government did, who's pro-Russia, so Russia would have an excuse to come in. And that may actually be the double, triple cross in all this, and that's why it's such a mess. The problem is, historically, the Russians will not back down. And so people like nuclear war, get ready for it. I appreciate your call. It's not like we're led by like Eisenhower or something or Ronald Reagan, folks. It's Barack Obama, who's busy raising old ladies' insurance prices. I mean, it's just a sickening situation. Paul in Texas, active duty military. What is your take on all this, Paul?
Hey, Alex. A lot of things going on. Basically, a couple of points and just something to think about. Last week, our president said that he was going to shrink the military to the smallest size that has been since World War II. Next thing you know, Russia has decided that they would make an end run down through to the Crimea, to their deep water port at Sevastopol. That's where they keep all their carrier operations are out of that base.
They don't have a choice. I mean, isn't it like when the commies took over Cuba, the U.S. seized Guantanamo because their ships were there?
Oh, absolutely. The interesting part of this is that entire corridor that they came down through to Sevastopol, all those folks speak Russian. They're pro-Russian anyway, so it's not even a big deal to those guys. The Ukrainians are in on the western part of the country where they actually speak Ukrainian, and that's where all the...
And AP and Reuters is saying Russia invaded Ukraine. No, they didn't. They secured their military bases. And I'm not saying that's I'm not judging that. It's just a fact. They secured the Russian-held area and their military bases.
On the economic side, most of the natural gas that Europe uses runs through the pipelines that run through the Crimea.
That's right.
And the next place they need to be very careful of is Moldova, because the remainder of the pipelines run through there.
Very well said. Where do you think this is all going?
Well, I think Putin takes a lot of pleasure in punking our president, and he's doing a real good job at that.
Well, they just keep thinking everybody's going to bend over, and the Russians aren't going to do it. Good point. Folks, you hear I want to talk to active duty and military. They know the ports. They know the names. They've done all the research. I've done it, too, but it's just good to hear it. The average American doesn't know the Earth orbits the sun, folks. The average American will ban water in a poll if they say it's for Obama. The average American will vote to have their power plant shut down and have their prices doubled. The average American would vote to have their head chopped off if it was trending. But I talked to the military. They always know what's going on. Oh, I love it. Ugh. I didn't used to just gush about the military, but they always say, oh, military intelligence, what an oxymoron. I've learned more from military, regular enlisted people and non-commissioned officers and officers, than I would ever learn from the establishment professors. And I'm not talking about all professors, like they're in law or in electrical engineering or something. The general, though, political professors are a bunch of joke hacks that don't know what planet they're living on. And me personally, I'm living in the 21st century in a real risk game. It's incredibly exciting. I'm not into football because I'm learning all the real players in the world and finance and banking and regions and what's happening in Nigeria and the Muslims in the north and what's happening in Transylvania and Romania and Bulgaria and what's going on in southern Mexico and what's happening in Japan right now that adult diapers outsell baby diapers, not because the population is aging, which it is, but because it's so much fun and trendy to poop on yourself in Japan. I mean, that's mainstream news. I'm not even into stuff like that. It's just so amazing. That's another factoid. What else will I learn? Well, we'll learn more together coming up with your phone calls.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a
side. His name is Obama.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in league with the freeway. My love is in league with a 50 cal. I'll shoot an old truck at a mile away with a tracer. I'll watch the fuel tanks explode into the night. Then I'll fire 9 more rounds explosively. They'll all impact, exploding in the night. Why did I deserve to be born in Texas? It just gets better and better.
There you go. Just making stuff up. That really happened. But
making it up as I go on top of the wonderful voice of the Golden God, as he's known, Robert Plant, bringing us in, broadcasting worldwide. What's that? What's that Doors song, The Texas Beat? You know, the Texas backbeat. It starts out with Jim Morrison going, yeah, it's a Texas sound. We need to find that. Just like Jim Morrison, the Texas sound, or Texas radio, Texas ranch radio. What is the name of that song? We need to come in at the next segment with that. I haven't played that in like 15 years on radio. Listen, we got a bunch of other news to cover in the next segment. I'm taking your phone calls. It is called The Wasp, but it's got another name. It's like Texas radio, I think. John in Canada, John in Michigan, James in Arkansas, Brad in Nebraska, Jeremy in Illinois. We're talking to former, current military folks over in Ukraine, you name it, about what they think about the situation. I know it's not as important about a bunch of Botox, egomaniac people in their Hollywood that's going bankrupt, L.A. that's collapsing, and the mayor's own word situation. And not that I don't like some of the movies, but give me a break. I'll choose what I like. I'm going to sit there and watch them all in their big narcissistic event. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Canada, recently retired military. What is your take on all this, John? Well, that's interesting, John. What else do you think, John? John is the equivalent on talk radio of disappearing ink. He's not there. Let's let him go. Let's go to James in Arkansas. Next caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alec.
Hey, you say you're a military veteran, spent a lot of time in Ukraine. What's your take on this?
Yeah, thanks for not being a sellout and telling the truth about what's going on over there.
I'm trying my best. I've studied it, but I still don't want to be overconfident because it's complex. What is your take?
Yeah, I spent pretty much 05, 06, 07 over there in Kyiv, Odessa, Nikolaev, Sevastopol, Zaporozhye, Kharkov. Most of Ukrainians, I don't believe they want to join the EU.
Well, they voted against it openly, yes.
Yeah, they...
So George Soros is shilling them now. Hmm?
That's right. They're used to more freedoms and liberties than what we usually have here. They're not going to like joining up with the EU. I think there are most of them are on the side of Russia there, I would have to say. Now, in the western part near Poland, there are, you know, Nazi sympathizers. Oh, don't speak Russian, speak Ukrainian. And Hitler was a good guy. Too bad he didn't.
Oh, no. The deputy prime minister is literally photos of him heiling Hitler with images of women with blonde hair shooting electricity out of their hands. I mean, wow, I've never seen fascist iconography like that. I mean, they're really taking the cake now.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I guess George Soros is coming home. I mean, he was a top Nazi sympathizer in his area of, what was it, Romania.
Yeah, I sure hope they don't, the EU don't mess around or the West too much over there anymore. I would like to move.
Well, you know,
there.
Napoleon and Hitler messed around with Russia, and you know how that ended up.
Yeah. My wife, she's from Peru, and she can't wait to go visit over there with me.
Well, I hear and I see, you know, the women and the culture of Ukraine are very, very nice-looking ladies. And I hear they're very feminine, and, of course, that's politically incorrect. But don't worry, the EU will put stuff in their water to make the women look like men and the men look like women. So they'll get the Ukrainians. They'll get the five-year-olds wearing dresses and saluting Obama when they're done.
Yeah, I hope not. Very healthy over there. I can meet up with other Americans and believe how old they are, 45 or 60, and they look like they're 25. Or
I have talked to businessmen that go anywhere in Eastern Europe where they're off the GMO and stuff. They go, man, I smoked cigarettes, drank, ate like a pig, lost 40 pounds. Like the French are just eating like pigs, smoking, having sex 8 times a day. Live longer, less cancer, because there's no GMO, folks. I mean, they live like pigs, and they live longer than us. When my dad was growing up, it was chicken fried steaks, total stuff constantly, and there was no issues with weight. I'm telling you, GMO and rats makes them big and fat. I appreciate your call. God bless you. What an evil American. He loves freedom. Jeremy in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's your take on the situation in Ukraine?
Yeah, hello, this is Jeremy. Oh, yeah, you know.
No, we know. We announced you're Jeremy. Go ahead. Are you former military?
No, I'm not.
I don't mean to be rude to you. Have you been to Ukraine?
No, I've never been to Ukraine.
But see, I don't screen the calls. I said former military that's been over there, or active duty, or people in Ukraine or Russia. We want that intel. You got 30 seconds. Make your point.
Yeah, you know, as a global banker, that's in charge of Ukraine now.
That's right. They put an IMF banker in there. That's right. Good point.
Yeah. And now the Russia has sent a military vessel down to Cuba, and I wonder if they're listening in to tapping into America. I wonder.
Oh, I think they're paying attention, yes, and they've got their own issues. I'm not, again, saying they're a bunch of angels. It's just that it's all, I'm not trying to be mean to you, Jeremy. It's just we're talking to. Look, I haven't gotten one, and usually I can do this. This is very upsetting. If I kept this for a few days, the lines would be loaded with it. I want calls from Ukraine. I know most of the phones aren't working there, I've been told, in some areas. Or Russia. Or Poland. Or Germany. What is your take in Europe on this? We'll open the phones completely up. Okay? 877-789-ALEX. Dial your country code and use that. Or the international line. Your country code, access code, 512-646-1776. 512-646-1776. I want your take over there on this. John in Michigan, former military with Ukraine experience. Go ahead, John.
Alex, hey.
Go ahead.
I know a lot about the history of Ukraine, and I personally think this is an imperial policy going back 200 years by the British Empire. You know, they have this constant encroachment upon Russia, and it's telling because, I mean, the economic situation in the transatlantic region right now, I personally think it's going to blow out, and it's going to make like Lehman Brothers look like a joke, you know. And its potential disintegration of incomplete Europe financial system, U.S. financial system. Then you're confronted with a completely different dynamic in the Asian world, where China, Korea, India, Russia—they're all progressing, you know. So what comes into play is the old geopolitical impulse of the British Empire to say, you know, we can't tolerate Asian countries basically advancing. Developing, they'd rather risk total destruction, you know.
And by the way, what you're saying is Brzezinski's own policy, and it doesn't mean we progress either. It's not even the British that are doing it. The British Empire model of Balkanization, Royal Commission, 1949, bankrupt everyone but the elite to control us, is Agenda 21, is the neo-fascist fake liberal agenda that is being carried out in the name of liberalism. Absolutely right. They want to stop everyone's progress. You have hit the nail on the head. Go ahead.
You know, what really makes a dangerous situation here is the geographical position of Ukraine. It reaches deep into the former Soviet territories, you know, and various points in history. Ukraine has, you know, been part of Russia. You know, Kiev was actually the capital of Russia at one time.
That's right.
Not until their independence in the early 90s. Ukraine's border is only 480 kilometers from Moscow. I mean, that's like the distance between San Francisco and L.A. I mean,
yeah, no, the Russians long. In the last 400 years have had countless wars in that area with everybody trying to take them over. So this is like a football field they've been on constantly. And they know they're letting them get up to their one-yard line, NATO and George Soros, who wants to, you know, sterilize every Russian child there is, basically. That's the agenda. So they're right up to their border. I'm not romanticizing the Russian government, but at least they're not genocidal against their own people. Putin pays Russians to have kids. It's unbelievable. God bless you. Another great caller. I just can't believe how smart these callers are today. Brad in Nebraska is a retired military, Crimea Russian language expert. So we'll get his take as a final caller on that. And then I've got some other news and a special report, Lifestyles of the Drunken Brainless. We'll premiere that here on air coming up. Straight ahead, I am your host, Alex Jones. And we've got a special visit from Obi-Wan Kenobi. These aren't the radio stations you're looking for.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio and the Big B. Comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow with plenty of precision. The backbeat narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly brilliance. Others mean and roof of the Western dream. I love the friends I have gathered together in this dim route. We have constructed pyramids in honor of our escaping. This is the land where the Pharaoh died.
Sunday transmission. Final segment. For every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars News.
The Negroes in the forest, brightly feathered.
Jim Morrison taking us in there, the Texas Big Beat. Thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide transmission. All right, folks, I got a couple calls I want to get to and a lot of news to cover, but I only mention this, not that it's important or not that it matters. That's why the mainstream media is dying, but White House connected, George Soros connected, Media Matters connected, raw story. came out with an article saying Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones, when he was on Friday with me in studio, Democratic Party, now the KKK, but with minorities. And that's just a historical fact. We break it down in the full interview that's on InfoWars.com. They go on to say Fox News host Tucker Carlson appeared on right-wing conspiracy enthusiast Alex Jones' internet-only radio show Friday. The two men shared their paranoia about Latino immigrants. Well, no, I mean, they're going to vote to take the guns. I mean, that's the Democratic Party says that, dubbing them the new Ku Klux Klan. We didn't say that. We said that the Democratic Party couldn't get stop the Republicans with the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act, so they flipped from being the racist to then race politics with minorities, but making it about race, not issues. We should all be unified around Bill of Rights Constitution. So it's this whole article is a deception on what we really said. And then they say, I'm on no AM or FMs, when this show, last time I checked, was on 90-something. It varies back and forth. The weekday show, over 160. It's in Talkers Magazine. The affiliates are all listed. You're listening to us all over the country on AM and FM stations. We've dominated on the internet as well. It's just freaky to see how they say Obamacare doesn't raise your premiums and you can keep your doctor, and it doesn't have death panels when it does. It's freaky to see Obama say the NSA doesn't listen to Americans when it does. It's freaky to see him say we didn't ship guns to Mexico when they did. It's freaky to say they didn't stand down at Benghazi when they did. It's freaky when Al Gore says the North Pole melted this year when it didn't. It got bigger. I mean, it's scary. It's scary how they lie. It's scary. I try to tell the truth and make mistakes and get upset and come back and correct it. I try to tell the truth. I couldn't imagine telling my listeners, you know, the Washington Monument doesn't exist and the sun doesn't. But Obama, our God, our Lord and Savior, as Jamie Foxx says, Barack Obama, he exists. Nothing exists but Obama. The sun comes up because of him. He is everything. Kim Jong-il is everything. I mean, Hitler is everything. Mao is everything. I mean, I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of the ignorance of the public. I'm a liberal. Thomas Jefferson. Guns, family, property, freedom. Do what you want. The Democrats are a bunch of criminal scum, and the Republican leadership is as well. The average Democrat in the street's a well-meaning person, part of their group. They are loyal to the group. I don't blame you. But all I'm saying is look at your leadership. They're taking over. If the Republicans were taking over, I'd be against them. They're dangerous. I want separation of powers. But this mind control is like, you know, when Luke Skywalker's talking to Jabba the Hutt or Hillary Clinton, he says, don't try that genie Jedi. I'm not weak-minded. Well, I'm not weak-minded either. But this stuff works on the public. You know, these aren't the droids you're looking for. So why doesn't Ross Story just say, I don't exist? They're attacking me every couple days because I do exist and I'm kicking their ass. But let's go ahead and go to a training video for George Soros and things like Raw Story. Here it is.
How long have you had these drawings?
About 3 or 4 seasons.
They're up for sale if you want them.
Let me see your identification.
We don't need to see his identification. These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Alex doesn't have the name, audience.
These aren't the droids we're looking
for. Doesn't exist.
He can go about his business.
Now move along.
You can go about your business.
Move along.
Move along.
I mean, these people literally think they control reality. And a hero like Obi-Wan Kenobi, an archetype, I don't want to compare, you know, the guide and archetypes to these people. They're the opposite of the guide. The point is he's using misdirection against the weak-minded who are evil. They're trying to suppress and manipulate people that are trying to find the truth and who think they're liberals, who are literally the heart of a fascist control freak cult. Now, let's go to the big report before a few phone calls for Brad and Scott, if we have time to get to them. I'm going to at least get to Brad, but probably Scott. Here is a Leanne McAdoo, John Bound report. It's not as powerful if you're not watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, but they went out to Austin to talk to folks on 6th Street. Do they know what killed John Adams is the big question. And the obvious answer is Air Force One, John Adams, ate peanuts. Here it is, folks.
Special assignment, ladies and gentlemen. Looking for the true patriots. Is the knowledge still alive and well?
He's on a
scene on
electric 6th Street bull.
In Austin, Texas.
Mechanical.
Can you name all 7 continents of the earth?
The earth. So there's Asia, Africa, South America, North America,
pretty good.
Europe, Antarctica.
Eurasia.
South.
Trendy.
No, wait.
Trendy.
Oh, yeah. Is Australia? No, Australia's not a continent.
Oh, it is a continent.
Is it Asia?
Antarctica. Arctic.
America. South America.
America, yeah. China.
Japan. Hong Kong. No, Canada. You know, Africa.
Three of the Bill of Rights. That would be... Man, you are picking a hard night for me.
Can you name the vice president?
Dick Cheney?
John Boehner.
Was John Adams allergic to the peanuts on Air Force One?
Yes.
Yes.
He was. I think that's how he died.
Really?
Yeah, the peanuts.
That's tragic. It is. So, somebody should have been on board making sure, you know, eating the peanuts before he did.
Leanne McAdoo. Hi. Everybody knows that.
You remember when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
1941.
The journey to find some red-blooded Americans continues.
When we fought Hitler, what war was that?
World War II.
Only the transvestite knows.
Thank you very much. You're a true patriot.
He's a patriot.
Of course I am. I'm an American. Are you?
John Adams, was he allergic to the peanuts on Air Force One?
No.
No?
No.
You finished, but no, that's not my understanding of how he died.
Who is the greatest president of the United States?
Mandela. Well, we've had some very interesting responses out here mingling with the drunk and brainless, but the jury is still out on whether or not there is any hope for humanity. Now, if you've got some questions that you'd like us to ask these fine folks the next time we're out here, leave your suggestions in the comments below.
And John Bound gets thrown off the bowl here.
Wars!
This is awesome.
InfoWars!
This video's on InfoWars right now.
Oh,
yeah! I'm looking head first off the bowl. Unbelievable. Let's jam in a few calls. Brad, Nebraska, retired military, Crimea Russian language linguist. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, your call screener got that wrong. I said there was a language component to the whole Crimean.
Okay, well, they wrote that on the screen. Go ahead.
Oh, my Russian's as good as FBS Russian.
But it doesn't matter. Go ahead and make your point, brother.
Hey, they passed a referendum in the Ukraine a couple months ago saying that minority languages could be used for business and daily use, Russian being included in those minority languages. As soon as the new government took over, they excluded that, and they told everybody, oh, we got to go back to all Ukrainian, which instantly ticked off most of the Crimea. And the other point I wanted to make is I was looking at the masked men that have been surrounding the parliament building there in the Crimea. And they're definitely, I don't think they're Russian military. I think they're just local Crimeans because the weapons handouts are a lot different from picture to picture. So I think it's the Crimeans that have started this to separate themselves from the Ukrainians. And one of the parliament members of the Crimea has the autonomous state of Crimea, I might add, said that we invited Russia to come in and kind of safeguard stuff until...
No, that's right. They're on record. Great points. I'm out of time. Hey, crew, excellent job as usual. All of our affiliates that do not exist, according to Obi-Wan Raw Poopy Story, one of the Obama's droppings. In fact, this show does not exist, according to Obama. Just remember that. And you can keep your doctor, and there's no NSA, and they're not coming for your guns, and everything's fine. So enjoy the IRS has officially announced they're going to garnish your wages for Obamacare. So get ready for that. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central with the weekday.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Free Strike Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could two...